birthday, Aretha, and buenos dias, America. Welcome to Monday morning, March 25th, 2024. This is The Boss Big Show, now on the air at 107.1, 99.7 FM on The Boss app or 1071theboss.com, any place on God's green earth. We are the Robbie and Rochelle in the morning. Crew is all here. Good morning, Joseph P. Nolan. Had a good weekend, I hope.
Oh, great weekend. Really good.
More basketball for you?
No, actually, it was kind of fun. Marion's daughter, Amy, is getting married in the first week of June. Hmm. And we went to the place where it's going to be and did a tasting.
Oh, that's nice.
And yeah, that was lovely. It was really good. Really, really good. A lot of fun doing that. You know, it's always stressful and it all went well. There were no arrests, no casualties. It was good.
Now, is this an old fashioned deal where because it's she's the bride that you and Marianne are paying for this?
Well, we can not get into that maybe on the air. That would be a better probably way to do that. But
well, I'm just wondering why you're there tasting food, because why do you have a say in this?
I didn't have a say in it. Oh. I just was there.
Got to enjoy the tasting.
Oh, I was there. I was there with my wife, who had a lot to say about it, of course she should. She's the mother of the bride.
I don't mean to ask a prying question. I'm just trying to figure out what you're doing there, you know?
Well, the father of the bride was there too, which of course was entertaining.
All right.
That's always fun.
That was good. Yeah, there were no fights, no. It was good.
That's good.
Well, I'm glad we brought all of this up. This made me uncomfortable.
It was a lot of fun. And then yesterday we really just hung out here. I was watching TV. Marianne was trying on bathing suits.
Vacation mode. It is.
It's a good day.
Now we went to the movies the other night, as we mentioned to you, and we dressed up. And we didn't dress up. I wore a Ghostbusters T-shirt to see this new Ghostbusters, which, by the way, number one movie over the weekend, did about $60 million. And we were not the only people dressed up to go to the movie. There were people that were in the full costumes
Sure, I'm sure there were.
With the toys to look like the Ghostbusters equipment and all that stuff.
This guy had like a custom-made Ghostbusters coat in front of us. Yeah. He had the phone number on there. I mean, it was like stitched.
His name tag?
His name tag. I mean, it was like, he spent some coin on this jacket, let me tell you.
But I bet it looked cool, right?
It was very cool. It was neat.
So we were by far not the most decked out.
No.
They got all kinds of merchandise too. I guess when you get a big franchise movie like this, you could get your popcorn in the little trap, you know how they catch the ghosts, or the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man. They put the popcorn, you take his head off, and they put it in there. They were $30 to get the popcorn in those things.
Oh,
what a ripoff.
Cheap and twice the price.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I don't even, how much is the popcorn? It's probably $20 without that.
Yeah, 15 or something. I don't know.
You get your commemorative cup. You know, that's awesome. That's great. Did you get one?
No, we're not spending $30. Not on that, no. We did learn that I don't know how to open straws. Because now they got all these stupid bamboo straws because we can't have plastic anymore. And I just, you know, you used to just push them on the countertop to get the paper to come out.
Yeah,
not anymore. Not with the bamboo. It doesn't come out. Yeah. I broke the damn straw. So I try to take my first slurp of the frozen Coca-Cola. It goes squirting onto my shirt.
Oh, no. The Ghostbusters shirt.
I know.
Oh, no.
Went through all that trouble. But the movie's pretty stupid, by the way. It was cute, I guess. That's what everybody's saying. It's cute. I mean, it's a kid's movie. It's not, because like the original was more of a, you know, like an R-rated comedy kind of thing. And this,
yeah, this definitely was not.
It's definitely a family film, don't you think?
It was a little scary, I thought, actually.
I didn't think so.
I mean, I don't like scary movies as it is, but there were a couple times where I jumped and it was a little scarier than I thought it was going to be.
The original is three guys, and they have a business together, and they're busting ghosts, and Bill Murray smoking and going out with Sigourney Weaver. And this movie is like a mom and a dad, and their two kids fighting ghosts.
Murray was still drinking. He was fine.
He's in it. But listen, they put him in the all the originals are in it for like 5 minutes. It's really about these new people, which is fine, but it was more cute than it was.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
I don't know. Also, talking about TV and movies and stuff. We have an announcement to make. We found a new show. We're about a year behind the rest of America, if not more. We've started watching Succession. Have you seen that on HBO?
No.
Really good.
Really good.
Excellent.
But a little bit intense. Like, it's a little stressful to watch.
Yeah.
You're just watching it and you're kind of like, I can feel my blood pressure rising as I'm watching the show.
So I guess it's loosely based on the Sulzbergers who own the Times, or maybe the Murdochs who own Fox. It's kind of loosely inspired by those big families that own these big media conglomerates.
Right,
and it's all the kids are trying to push the old man.
Fighting each other.
Oh. Right. The old man is 80 years old and runs a company, and they're all trying to weasel in and take over. And it's about who's going to out-leverage and who's going to become the most powerful person to take over. And I got to tell you, there was an episode last night where they were having this board meeting about outing the old man. We're just in season one here. I drenched in sweat. Mm-hmm. The thing made me so nervous. But
very stressful.
But it ended last year. And I remember there's a whole thing in the paper last year about it ending. So we're a year behind everybody. So just don't give us any spoilers, all right?
I haven't seen it.
No, I know.
We're gonna watch that though.
Yeah, when you're done with Suits, go to this.
Did you finish Suits? Yet? Oh, you're done with Suits.
Done with Suits.
Okay.
No. See, here's the thing about Suits is like even when the characters would do something a little weaselly, you kind of came to love those characters. They were lovable. Everybody on this show, you're gonna hate. You want to take a bath after being around them. They're just everyone on the show is horrible. But
perfect. Just like radio.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a compelling.
You still wanna keep watching.
Well.
You want to know what happens.
Yeah, yeah. And it's only 30 episodes, so you get through it faster. A lot of rain on Saturday.
Oh, yeah.
Although I didn't think it was quite as heavy and windy. I was expecting almost hurricane-like conditions. I didn't think it was quite as bad as the media made it out to be. But
I think we have a hard time saying that because we didn't leave the house on Saturday.
I mean, I was watching out the window. It was raining pretty good.
I know, but there were road closures. Yeah. There was the power didn't go out, so that's the only indication that we have is that.
Maybe that was my expectation.
It seemed pretty bad out there, though.
Like I was on an arc. That was probably rude that I just asked him if he was paying for his stepdaughter's wedding, huh? I didn't mean anything by it. I'm just trying to, I was curious if he was being old-fashioned.
Well,
because I know Joe is very old-fashioned in that way.
I think Mary.
Now what is he doing at the tasting?
Well, that's the fun part. Why not go if he's invited to
the bride and the groom should be the ones that are tasting. So that's why I was curious if he wanted to get in there.
No.
He's paying for the whole thing.
If the tasting allows for a whole family, which they usually do, why would you not invite everyone?
Yeah, I guess so.
I mean, you're paying. Who cares who's paying for it? If it's getting paid for, you might as well take advantage of the tasting.
Well, I didn't mean to be rude and ask him a personal question, but I was just...
Yeah, I don't think it was rude. I understand what you were saying.
He seemed offended by that, so... I mean, as much as I don't want to be nasty about it or anything, but... I don't know, I'm going to hear about it all day is what I'm saying. He seemed a little... Maybe that's something you can ask me off the air instead of in front of 100,000 people. All right, I'm sorry. I was just curious. But we talk about everything, and then you never know what he's going to be offended by.
It's okay. I think you're fine.
What a diva.
Just don't bring it up again.
No, I'll let it go.
Let it go.
I shouldn't text and apologize, though, right? No.
I think you're fine.
Let it go.
It's fine.
All right. On the way on the broadcast today, this Monday, we'll talk to a friend of ours, been on several times, very funny comedian, actor Tom Papa. He's good buddies with Jerry Seinfeld. I want to ask him if he's part of this new Pop-Tart movie that Jerry Seinfeld's doing. So we'll talk to Tom Papa. He's got a couple of tour dates on the way.
He's also good friends with Michelle.
Oh, that's right. They went to college together.
They went to college together.
Tom is a Jersey boy. So we'll talk to him. I got to ask him about that. What was Michelle like? Anybody see her running around when she was, she's only 5 feet tall. So
stop it.
Fast Five birthday file, horrible scopes. He said. On the way at 7:50 this morning. We got passes to see Neil Young, a little dead guy in the envelope at 7:10. We'll fire up the free money music monitor after 8 for up to $500 cash this morning. Here it is, the CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. Local businesses, organizations, community groups putting on fun events. And what do? We share them right here on the CBUB every morning around 6:20, 8:35 or so. If you have one, text us, Facebook us, get us at 1071theboss.com. You get a complete list of events. See where the Boss Roadies are going to be on tour anytime.
The Community Bulletin Board is powered by Jersey Weight Loss Clinic in Manasquan. Schedule your first visit today. Call 1-800-267-GOAL and visit jerseyweightlossclinic.com to see all the success stories.
It's going to be a big night at the Vogel tonight. Michelle will be the host for the Regional Spelling Bee, which is presented by our friends over at Ashley. Boy, there's some smart kids from all over that come in, and this is the qualifier to move on to the National Spelling Bee. So.
Top 25 of the state.
Michelle's got her Alex Trebek pants on tonight.
Yeah.
Not an easy gig.
No.
That's at 6:30, and we'll have all those results tomorrow morning. So the Boss Roadies, if you happen to see them in front of the Vogel, the Count Basie and Red Bank, that's what they're up to tonight. Sarewood South Baseball League is Sarewood South Baseball League, I should say, had the wrong emphasis on the wrong syllable, doing their Easter egg hunt this Saturday from noon to 4 at Menino Park in Old Bridge. You can enjoy the egg hunt with the games. It'll be live music. Mm-hmm. The Easter Bunny will be there.
Woo!
Wearing his vest and his pocket watch.
Yes, he's so cute.
Sarewood South Baseball League on Facebook for the details. It's Psychic Night. I'm not even reading that.
You just knew.
Psychic Night Thursday at B2 Bistro and Bar in Bayville, right on the water. Tickets including a card reading, Reiki relaxation, and a restaurant gift certificate. HannahMaryHealing.com to purchase tickets and more info. I'm guessing Hannah Mary would be the psychic person.
Probably.
Yep. Because that's what friends are for.
Yeah.
And you can go skating with the Easter Bunny. The Bunny's busy this week, baby. This is his week. Friday, starting at 12:30, United Skates of America in Jackson. Enjoy an afternoon of skating with the Bunny. Bluey and Bingo will be there, too.
Oh, my gosh.
Because Bingo was his name-o.
Yes, it was.
UnitedSkates.com/Jackson for all the details at their Jackson location, just in time for the big Easter weekend. There you are. A couple of things we thought you, yes, you needed to know this morning on your local neighborhood, CBB, the Community Bulletin Board. You know, some people say they've got the ringing in their ear.
Yes.
You talk about an earworm. I have got, and I don't know why, an earworm that I just cannot shake.
Uh-huh.
It's an old jingle for Big Red Gum.
What? There like is the cinnamon gum?
Yeah. Now, let me preface this by saying I am not a gum chewer.
No, you hate gum.
Matter of fact, I'm right. I don't like gum. I don't like the smell of gum. If someone is standing in my vicinity chewing gum, mm-hmm. I really don't care for that scent.
Yeah.
I don't like watching people chew it. I don't like the sound of the chewing. I don't like the scent of the gum. Because, you know, if someone's chewing like a mint gum, you can smell it right. If they're within a couple of feet of you.
Right.
I don't like anything about gum. I don't like when you see gum on the sidewalk. I don't like seeing the gum wrappers in the trash. I am anti-gum, okay?
You are anti-gum. Yeah.
It's not for me. Might be for you. It's definitely not for me. I want no part of it. But for some reason, and this happens to me from time to time, I will get something pop in my head. I can't shake it. And out of the annals of my brain, a Big Red commercial from the 80s.
I can't even place that commercial. I remember the Double Mint Twins. I remember that. I can't think of the Big Red commercial.
Oh, I forgot about the Double Mint Twins. That's right. But this is the Big Red commercial.
How does that go?
Last a little longer, chew a little longer, last a little longer with Big Red. Your fresh breath comes on and on when you chew it, so just stuff a little longer, dump a little longer with Big Red. Never bought Big Red, never chewed Big Red.
Wow.
I don't know why this is stuck with Mark. Kermit says he's got the
you
commercial.
Know the whole, you
he
know
fixes.
The whole
is
thing.
Is this it? Is this it? This is it. Longer with Big Red.
Wow. It's like a
goes
long
on
song.
And on.
This is so yeah. Random.
And I'm telling you, I'm seeing the commercial on the screen, too, and they got different people kissing each other because your breath lasts fresh longer and longer, right? They got all these different couples kissing each other. I remember the commercial now that I'm seeing it. It's from 1988. Where in the heck did that come from?
What?
Somewhere deep in my brain.
So random.
Isn't that strange?
Well, thanks for earworming me.
I don't know what to... We may need to resort to Baby Shark to get this thing
God,
out of here.
Oh, God, don't do it.
We might need a Baby
don't
Shark.
Do it.
Must be Monday. I'm moving kind of slow. I'm feeling down. Must be Monday now, baby. Turn on my radio, I need some sound. I'll be the greatest morning show in town. To help me get another rotten Monday off the ground.
Live via hookup to his home, Casa de Britain. With the horrible scopes for the week ahead, here he is, the boss with the hot sauce, Uncle Ross.
Aries, a social eclipse in your sign will occur in April, spotlighting your personal plans and personality.
Whoa.
However, with today's lunar eclipse in your opposite sign, there can be an unusual amount of social and relationship activity for you in the coming weeks. Enjoy.
Wow.
Taurus, health or work issues can reach a turning point now with the lunar eclipse in your solar sixth house today.
Mm-hmm.
Changes may be necessary, and you may want to do something to improve work conditions or health matters, but it's best to avoid jumping to action today.
It hurts my feet.
Gemini, today's lunar eclipse energy is powerful enough to remain in our lives for weeks and even months.
Hmm.
For you, there can be illumination in a romantic affair, perhaps some tests, but the path will ultimately clear for more honesty and respect in the future.
That doesn't sound good.
Cancer, today's lunar eclipse can heighten emotions in general, but it also brings matters that were previously buried or hidden to light.
Uh-oh.
The demands of your personal life call out to you now, particularly as you've been especially busy tending to your outside responsibilities lately.
Help me, Jesus.
Leo, emotions can run high today with today's lunar eclipse occurring in your communications and transportation transportation sector.
Hello.
Publicity and promotion are themes. It can also help produce opportunities for personal advantage, particularly related to your work, ideas, and studies.
Mm.
Virgo, ew. With the lunar eclipse occurring in your solar second house, there can be a revelation about money or business this week, or a situation in which you feel a strong need to stand up for your values and worth.
Mm-hmm.
You could feel a little possessive if you're feeling insecure.
Always.
Libra, the lunar eclipse occurs in your sign today, and emotions run high, especially surrounding a close relationship. It heightens your emotions and can bring about an important revelation, likely with a partner or the image you have of yourself and others have of you. Scorpio, today's lunar eclipse can pull up pressure to find a balance if you've been working too hard. Watch for speaking about a matter too soon, as this eclipse occurs in your privacy sector and in touch with your inner world. It's best to process your feelings before acting on them.
Hold on to your private.
Sagittarius, you need to harness the powerful energy of the lunar eclipse for good, which can be most useful. Your social life can be laced with drama now, and children, love affairs, group associations, and friends are areas of life that are in stronger focus and touched by this eclipse.
Like Dr. Phil.
Capricorn, emotions heighten today with the lunar eclipse that can point to some form of recognition for your work or change in your career path.
Please.
The need to put the past behind you is strong, so you can eventually make necessary changes in both your personal and professional lives.
Okay.
Aquarius, the energy of today's lunar eclipse can challenge you to confront some important, perhaps previously buried, issues in your life.
Wow.
Particularly with ideas and beliefs. It can generate a lot of emotional energy, and the best bet is to take it all in today and take action later.
And
finally, Pisces.
Finally.
Today's lunar eclipse stirs up financial, sharing, and ownership issues. Over the coming weeks, there may be some drama with taxes, debts, or shared resources.
Yeah.
This eclipse can signal a turning point, realization, or epiphany, or it can bring buried situations to a head.
Good.
And those are your Monday horrible scopes.
We haven't heard from the tax lady. That reminds me. Thank you for bringing that up, Ross. I need to give her a call. That's a little bit stressful, isn't it?
I mean, we've got like a few more weeks.
Well, I mean, I don't want to wait till the very last minute. Did you not hear the horrible scopes?
I heard them. I think it'll be okay.
Yo, sure.
Maybe. I don't know.
That's what they said at Chernobyl.
Oh, jeez.
For the celebrity hotline, Jersey's own, Tom Papa. Tom, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
How are you, my friend? Thanks for coming on.
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me.
Good. Well, you're going to be you'll be coming to see us pretty soon. You're going to be in Inglewood. You get another show in Atlantic City. So all the chances in the world to go see Tom Papa, whether you live in the north or the south of Jersey. So you're good to go.
Yes, I got you covered.
That's what I'm looking for, is a comedian that has me covered.
It's my job. You can't come to me, so I'll book the flight.
Yeah. Now, you've been out on the road. You're right in the middle of a big tour here, so you're traveling all over the country. How is travel these days? I haven't been on a plane in a little while. Is it as stressful as I read about?
No, it seems fine. You know, it's all the just basic aggravations. You know, we're definitely back to normal, disgusting behavior. People walking around coughing without covering their mouths. That's back.
Sure.
People taking their shoes and socks off and rubbing their feet on the chair in front of them, that's back. But for the most part, I think we're through the chaotic part. I don't think people are being completely rude and attacking flight attendants and that kind of level of panic. I think people, you know, went through a tough period where people were losing their marbles for a while.
Yeah.
And for some reason, taking it out on flight attendants, but other than that, no, travel's okay. I think it's pretty inspiring to be kind of back out there and have everybody behave.
Yeah, and then there's the airplane where the wheel falls off or the door is broken. It was just, you read this stuff and you scratch your head a little bit, but what are you going to do?
Well, yeah, the doors are flying off. That's true. That's a little upsetting, but
yeah. A little upsetting. Now, as you're traveling around and seeing people, you know, another thing I hear is that, oh, it's tough to do comedy today because you never know how the audience, you know, people are easily offended. Do you see any of that in what you do or not at all? That's all made up.
No, it's definitely, I think it's shifting a little bit. I think we've hit max maximum load on people, looking for it and trying to be offended for the sake of it. But I think it's kind of corrected itself. I think people are kind of coming back to normal and realizing that things went a little too far and we're all grown-ups. And if you're in the world of comedy, we're here to make jokes. And if you don't understand that, you shouldn't come to the world of comedy. You should go, to wherever you take your literal entertainment, is where you're probably going to be a little safer.
Yeah.
But, my stuff, my audiences are great, and they have common sense, and we're talking mostly about, family stuff and real life stuff that we're all dealing with. It's not really a, people aren't showing up at my shows trying to, catch me for any kind of, violation from the non-comedy police.
Now, it comes to, say, like a holiday, like an Easter holiday or Christmas or whatever it is. What's it like for you? What's family time like for you? Is it a big group of people? Is it a little get-together with immediate family? Like, what do you do for the holiday season?
No, we're always big. I mean, we do Sunday dinner every Sunday, and that's always fairly big. And then we're always inviting people, and we're always hosting a lot. So by the time the holidays come around, those become like pretty big events. Thanksgiving is a huge one. Christmas Eve, we host Christmas Eve at my house every year. And the more people we can get, the more people I can feed, the happier I am.
So it's interesting to me because you often think of comedians as being the kind of people that don't want people in their house, like they get nervous with a big crowd, but you like it, you're into it.
No, I love it. I love people. I came from a big family. I'm one of 21 grandkids, and right in Clifton, my whole family was there. I would drive to Clifton every Sunday, and we'd pack into this tiny little house filled with people. We had probably three times the amount of people that should have been in the house, and we just had a great time and created all these great memories. So my cousins and myself, we all kind of, I can tell, we all keep that going with our own families because you realize that's where all like the great memories come from. It's just amazing. I think it's the most important thing in the world is to spend time with other people. If I can do the cooking, then it's all. Then we're in really good shape.
What a well-adjusted comedian you are! You hear about? I interview some comedians, the most miserable people in the world. So you're like the nicest guy that I've ever talked to, I think, in comedy. That's kind of funny. Well, speaking of famous comedians, I gotta put you on the spot. I know you and Jerry Seinfeld are close friends. Do you have any inside dish on his Pop-Tart movie? Because I keep hearing about this. What do you know anything about the Pop-Tart movie that he's doing?
Yeah, I know it started from a stand-up bit that he had. He really loved talking about it. He was working on this bit about Pop-Tarts when he was out on tour with me, and it just kept evolving. And then he had a buddy who wanted to. Thought there was a funny movie there during the pandemic. They wrote it and came up with it and realized, oh, they actually had something. Pretty much all I know. I know Jim Gaffigan is a big part, and Melissa McCarthy also.
And because you did the B movie with him, I remember.
Yeah, I wrote on that, and I got to be a couple characters.
Just always looking for inside dirt on the Pop-Tart movie. It just cracks me up when I read about a Pop-Tart movie.
It'll be funny. He doesn't take those things lightly. He's very serious about his silly ideas.
Well, again, you talk about growing up in Clifton. You got two shows here in Jersey. Let's go over those dates again. Inglewood on May the 31st, Atlantic City on July 26th. So plenty of time by now to avoid disappointment. And it's always great to have Tom Papa on the show. Thanks for making some time for us, buddy.
Oh, thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
You betcha. Tom Papa. We mentioned also I went to college. I get Ryder. I want to say Ryder with Michelle. I'd have to look at Michelle's resume to remember where she went to school.
Yeah, I don't remember where she said, but she said they graduated together.
And I remember she told me a story the other day because I said, she always asked, she's like, who's on the show on Monday? Anybody good? Well, Tom Papa, the comedian. She's like, oh, I went to school with him. I remember he told us all, I'm going to go do an open mic night. We're all like, wow, that's pretty great. And look at him.
Look at him.
He's buddies with Jerry Seinfeld.
He did it.
He's hobnobbing with Jerry Seinfeld.
And she said she was in a play with him, too, which is really fun.
Oh, Michelle was?
Yeah.
Wow.
You weren't listening when she said that.
I don't know if I wasn't listening. I didn't catch that.
No, they were in a production together.
Yeah.
That's a lot of fun.
I want to say congratulations. This is kind of amazing. Chuck Scarborough, who you know from Channel 4, mm-hmm. WNBC.
Yes.
the 6 o'clock news. Chuck began this day, March 25th, 1974. 50 years as the evening news anchor on Channel 4. And kind of amazing also that our friend Jim Kerr celebrated his 50th anniversary this week. So a couple of pasty old white guys both celebrating their 50th year in New York area broadcasting. Congratulations, Chuck. He was interviewed. I saw him on TV. He said he gets voicemail there at 30 Rock for Joe Scarborough, who does the politics show. And they're always yelling like, "You're an idiot. You don't know what you're talking about." And he's like, "No, I'm Chuck Scarborough. I'm the local news answer. I'm not on MSNBC. I'm not the political guy." So
different guy.
Leave Chuck alone, will you? And speaking of pasty old white guys, here he is. Peace. Joseph B. Nolan.
All right.
Seems like I hear about pickleball a lot. And this happened to catch my ear this morning.
Big.
Reader's Digest says they did a new survey. 56% of people say they have no idea what pickleball is, even though they hear about it.
It's kind of like wiffle ball tennis.
Okay, I guess that makes sense. So,
yeah,
you're using a bat similar to a wiffle ball bat?
No, it's not a bat. It's you're playing tennis, but it's based on a smaller court with a kind of a wiffle ball thing.
It's a racket, but it doesn't have like the little, like it's an enclosed racket, right? Mm.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Apparently, it's easier for older people, I guess anybody that isn't necessarily athletic, you know, maybe a little less agile than an athlete. But 62% of seniors say they don't know what it is and have no interest when asked by Reader's Digest.
A pickleball paddle almost looks like a ping pong paddle, but it's bigger.
A little bigger.
Well, it's got the mesh like a tennis racket, though, right? So it's not a bad
mesh. No mesh. It is solid.
Well, I guess I'm one of these people who has no clue what pickleball is, even though I keep hearing about every town is opening a pickleball court.
I believe you can play it indoor and outdoor, but I believe the court, you can still use a tennis court, but you're just using the enclosed part of so there's like four blocks on the tennis court, where normally if you're playing tennis, that's where the ball has to land before you hit it. This is the only place where the ball is good. Is in that four little square bracket. You can't get outside of that, otherwise it's automatically out. So in tennis, it can be like that. So it's very strenuous because you're bouncing all over the place, whereas this is a little more controlled.
Okay, so it's tennis, but you're just not running around quite as much. And that's why they say it's better for older people that are looking to get some exercise?
You're not going as crazy around the court.
Okay.
Yeah.
I played tennis for a little while. That's hard.
It is hard.
That's hard work.
It is
real hard work.
Yeah.
Why do that when you can play golf?
I couldn't get in. Golf is hard too. I couldn't get into golf. It just
But golf is a lot. It's nowhere near as.
It's a little bit more leisurely.
It's not as taxing, it's hard to do. I mean, I take 15 shots in a hole. I can't do it. It's tough. Go to the driving range, swing and a miss. I'm like the Mets, swing and a miss.
When I played it a lot, I loved it. I love going out and playing. I used to play 3 times a week. I mean, I used to play a lot, and I got pretty good too. But you know, I mean, once you stop playing and then you go back out, it's the most frustrating sport in the world because you think you're still going to be a 12 handicap, which is what I got down to. And I get out there, if I break 100, I'm a happy guy now.
Yeah,
you know,
it's definitely takes some skill. And I think for someone like you who is 6'5", I think that
it has no patience.
But I mean,
that's it.
You have to have special clubs made.
Yeah.
And so it can be quite expensive. So if you're just starting out or just trying, it can be really frustrating because if you have a club that's not long enough for you, you're going to have a hard time no matter what.
You think I'd like pickleball? Yep. Probably not.
No.
I mean, I think you might like pickleball more than you would like golf because it is a little bit more fast paced. It's quicker. It's not. So, and you do get a little bit competitive when it comes to games, and because you're not running around, it's not crazy. I think you would enjoy it. You like ping pong. So I think.
I'm not good at ping pong. I'm not good at air hockey.
Just because you're not good at it doesn't mean you don't like it.
You know what's even more strenuous than tennis? I did racquetball once. Oh, my God.
Racquetball's hard.
That's nuts.
Oh, that was crazy. I used to play that years ago, like when we first started at Chateau Traffic back in the early 80s.
You guys had a little team?
There was a court right down a place that had like 8 or 10 of those courts in it. We used to go there right after work. I mean, at 9 o'clock in the morning we'd get in there. And, oh man,
that's good exercise.
It was great, but it was brutal.
Yeah,
and loud. It's so loud.
Yeah,
I mean, I can only imagine a bunch of radio guys in there playing too. I mean,
screeching sneakers and the cursing,
screaming at each other.
Balls.
Oh yeah, screaming at each other, and then you get mad, then you try to hit the guy with the ball. You know, you try to just slam against the ball.
I don't think that's part of the rules.
No, it is, but you know.
Well, speaking of there's one from Reader's Digest. You know, I never go anywhere without my Cosmo. I have an article from Cosmo I pulled for you this morning. It's a study on the You ready for this? The sexual acts that people say they're most anxious about.
Oh, okay.
Making love in public was number one. We talked about that last week on the he said, she said business. Trying whips and chains and those sort of things, leather, all of that, was number two.
Uh-huh.
Trying the back door.
Oh, jeez. Okay.
Yep.
Ew.
And rough, you know, people that like to...
These are what people are anxious about?
Yeah, if you're in a new relationship and someone says you want to try this, these are things people are most anxious about. Yeah,
I see. Okay.
Yeah.
It's easy. You just say no thank you.
Yeah, you need a safe word.
No thank you. Yeah. I'm good, but no thank you. Yeah. That's all you got to do.
You know, we've been...
7 in the morning in Holy Week, and this is what you're talking
about. Well, it was kind of on my mind because Rochelle brought this up yesterday. We've been still touring places trying to find a new condo or an apartment or something. And we had a place all to ourselves, and she said, you know what? And I had chickened out. I didn't do it.
You chickened out.
Oh, you know what?
What's wrong with you?
I know.
I'm a statistic Cosmo.
Trying to have some fun in the empty apartment. We went on this tour.
Your wife says
had the master key. Nobody was in there
because I'm a good boy.
Whole place to ourselves.
I'm a good boy, and I said, "This is
chickened out.
I can't do this. We don't live here yet."
There's a whole counter here. There's a whole empty room.
Geez.
There's
see
a
what
bathroom.
I mean?
Nothing.
Forgive me, Father.
I got nothing
because I did not sin. Anyhow,
I thought about it.
So well, I did think about it, and I'm regretting it now.
I've been goofing off all day. Haven't done anything at all. Late for work, but it's okay. 'Cause I'm just gonna watch some basketball. It's an unofficial long weekend. I'm gonna goof off and invite all of my friends. And work really hard at just lifting some beers. And toast to goofing off every day of the year.
Free Money Music Monitor has already paid out big cash since we fired it back up last week. Listen every day at 8, 1, and 5 to hear it activate and then keep track of all the songs we play to win the money here from Jersey's Free Money Radio Station. 107.1 The Boss could be up to $500 every single time we play.
Yes.
That's the max payout for every play, every time we activate the Free Money Music Monitor. We're working on getting rid of stuff in the house. As I mentioned, we're moving again.
Mm-hmm.
We just get a ridiculous increase from the homeowners group there.
Yeah.
So we're looking around and we're trying to, you know, sell stuff that we don't need anymore. The couch has probably got to go. Although, if I could come up with a little man cave, I got a little man cave situation, I might keep one of the chairs and the couches.
Yeah, I think maybe you, yeah. I mean, I think you could keep the chair and the ottoman. I don't know that you need to keep any of the couches.
Yeah, the big couch is the most,
The couches probably need to go.
Yeah.
It's time to get a new couch.
Most worn out. The kids have really outgrown the bunk bed. So
Rochelle
went online and was able on Facebook Marketplace to unload the bunk bed. I think we mentioned you paid $150 for it a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
It was used when we got it.
Yeah.
And you got $175. Now, we're keeping the mattresses, so we'll move into a bed, but you're getting rid of the metal pieces that put together the bunk bed.
They're just, you know, they're just too old to be in a bunk bed, and Grayson was on the top bunk, and he, you know, he's as tall as me now, so him even sitting up, he's going to bump his head on the ceiling.
He's banging his head on the ceiling to get up there.
Yeah, they just need their own space now. It's time for their own space.
Yeah. So she gets a girl on Facebook Marketplace that's interested, says, yeah, I would like to buy it for $175.
Mm-hmm.
So again, I just hear these things. I don't have anything to do with it, okay? I just hear these things through the grapevine, and I say nothing unless I'm asked for my service. And I knew I would be. I knew I'd be carrying these pieces down the stairs to at least get them close to the people's, because I didn't want these people in the house. I said, I don't really want to help them put the stuff in the car.
Right, right.
This lady says to you, I just have a little car. Do you think everything will fit? And Rochelle goes, no, it's a full-size bunk bed.
It's not going to fit in a car. It's not going to fit in a regular vehicle because it was a bunk bed where the bottom bunk is a full-size and the top was a twin. But even beyond that, if they were both just the standard twin size, it's not going to fit in a car. It's too long. It's a bunk bed. Do you think it's like foldable? No, it's not going to fit in your car.
So then this girl writes back to, and by the way, her name is Emma.
Mm-hmm.
Emma writes back and says, what if I got an Uber XL, a big Uber?
I didn't even know how to respond to this.
This is what all these young kids do is they go, I'll get an Uber. And that's, I mean, it's fine. I understand the Uber's very convenient, but you know what you do is you ask a friend who has a truck or an SUV or something. Or you rent a U-Haul for the day or whatever it is.
This is how you get a bad review on Uber. You call them, and then you have them drop you off somewhere, and then you load a bed into their car.
Yeah, because remember the Uber guy, he didn't want this stuff in his car. You could tear up the upholstery of the car, right?
No, it's not going to fit in an Uber XL.
The Uber XL is generally just like an SUV, right?
It's an SUV.
It's not like someone's picking you up in a truck.
Right, so your suggestion is to get a ride in an Uber XL, then to ask your driver to put all of his seats down and rearrange the whole car.
It's a jerk move.
And then to put a bed in his car. First of all, that's crazy. Second of all, it's not going to fit in a regular car. You need a truck. You have to get a truck. So I proceeded to tell Emma this very nicely. No, it's not going to fit in Uber XL.
And you were very nice about it.
I said, if you don't have access to a truck yourself, Home Depot has this amazing service that you can rent a truck for an hour. And you take the truck and you get it. And I even sent her a link.
I saw that.
I sent her the phone number. I sent her everything she needed. Okay.
So then you and I schlep all these pieces down the stairs.
Yes.
And they're ready to go. All she's got to do is pull up at the door, have loaded on, and off she goes. Okay? Mm-hmm. She shows up. By the way, 2.5 hours late.
Late.
Supposed to pick it up between 4 and 5 in the afternoon. Shows up about 6:45.
Mm-hmm.
And what does she pull up in? A little economy car.
Her car. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me?
You sent her a link to Home Depot. She must have thought you worked for Home Depot or
no,
trying to give them some
business
or something.
I don't work for Home Depot.
What is this Home Depot?
Oh, my gosh.
What is that?
So after bringing these down, she goes, well, let's just try. And I said,
all right, we try.
Oh, you want to try? You want to put this in your car? So I pulled out the biggest piece because I said, if this will fit in there magically, maybe it's a Mary Poppins car. Yeah. I don't know. Maybe it just sucks up things and you have some magical car that a full-size bed is going to fit into. So we pull it out. And it's funny because her husband came with her and I didn't see him at first. He gets out of or boyfriend or whoever he was. Yeah. He gets out of the driver's side and he looks at me and he looks at the piece.
Yeah,
and
I told her.
He goes, this isn't going to fit. And she's like, well, shouldn't we just try? No, it's not good. It's not going to fit in your
Emma,
car.
Not going to fit, Emma.
Are you kidding me?
Oh, I don't know what to do. So Rochelle says, I told you, go to Home Depot.
Home Depot's 10 minutes down the road. You got to go before they close.
So she did this. And now another hour goes by for this bozo to go to Home Depot and rent the truck and then come back. And then they finally load in the car. And here's where they truly added insult to injury. Turns to Rochelle and says, okay, well, thanks again. Now I have to pay you, right? And Rochelle says, yeah, I got the thing, you know, whatever they think, that PayPal thing or whatever it is. And she goes, so do I get a little discount? And Rochelle goes, no.
That's awesome.
Ice cold, no.
No. For what? I got 20 people interested in this. You just took up my whole day.
Yeah.
I sent you advice. You didn't take my advice. I lugged this downstairs for you. No, you don't get a discount. In fact, I think you should pay me a little extra.
Here's what I'm thinking, Joe. Oh. I can tell at this point Rochelle is annoyed, and I'm just thinking to myself, annoyed Rochelle's not where you want to be. Thank God it's not me.
No, thank God.
It's not where you want to be. Rochelle upset with you?
Come on. I told you I even sent you a link. It's
you did.
It's not going to fit in your car.
Oh, I didn't think of that. And by the way, I'll be 2.5 hours late.
I was rendered speechless a little bit.
I mean, really, you know what? Joe is right. That seems like it's being harsh that we're calling some young girl an idiot. But you know what? It's not a generational thing. It's not an age thing. There are plenty of smart 22-year-olds or whatever. She was just a moron, airhead, okay?
What are you doing?
Yeah, I mean, pay attention.
It's a bed.
Right.
It's a bed. You didn't buy a purse. It's not going to fit in your car.
No.
It's a bed.
It's not going to fit in your Honda. No, it's not.
Are you serious?
Well, at least we got paid. That's the good thing.
Okay,
and you made a profit,
done with it.
So that's it. But.
Yeah, and I'm done with it. I never have to put that stupid bed back together again because it was a lot. But.
Oh, is there traffic? Wow, I didn't know that. Yes, Emma, it's traffic. Time for Dead Guy in the Envelope. Give away some tickets here. Neil Young, Crazy Horse, out at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens. For the first person who can correctly positive ID the deceased in this envelope, the name of a famous person from some realm of fandom. Rochelle and Joe will ask some yes or no questions. Get us going. Joe, give us question number one, please.
Is this a female?
No.
Is this a singer?
Nope.
Is this an actor?
No. No.
Is this a sports person?
No.
Hmm.
Certainly displayed athletic abilities, I would say, but not a athlete professional athlete.
What's left? Is he a astronaut?
No. Like where your head's at, though.
Is he a broadcaster of some sort?
No, not a broadcaster.
Race car driver?
Nope.
Politician?
Nope.
Boy, said athlete. No.
I said displayed some athletic ability. Yeah.
What the heck is left? Is he a singer?
Nope, not a singer.
Game show host?
Nope. By the way, phone line's now open. 732-774-4444. Yep. Oh, we got a couple of takers.
He showed athletic ability.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
He's not a broadcaster. He's not a sports person.
Nope. Let's try a couple of callers here, see what they got going.
Is he a stuntman?
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, ish. Good morning. It's the boss. You want to help us out here?
Is it Donald O'Connor?
It is not Donald O'Connor. That's a good guess out of the box. Yeah, athletic ability.
Donald O'Connor, why is that? Is he a dancer?
No, not a dancer. It doesn't really have anything to do with what we're saying, but it's an inventive guess, I guess it is. Don't go down the Donald O'Connor path. I'm not trying to say that.
Okay, was he married to someone famous?
Nope.
Did he win any major awards?
Yeah. Won some awards.
Did he die recently?
No.
Did he die of old age?
No.
Huh.
I should give you an addendum, by the way. He was not an actor, but he did appear in some films.
As himself, was though. He,
yes.
Talk show host?
Nope, not a talk show host.
Not a broadcaster of any sort?
No.
Was he on television at all?
No, died before the advent of television. So I'll go ahead and give you a little hint there. Hi, it's the boss, dead guy in the envelope. Nope.
Yeah.
They hung up on that one. It's dead guy in the envelope, the boss.
Hi, is it Evel Knievel?
No, I like... Okay, I'll tell you what. Now you're getting closer. Now we're on the right track.
Good guess.
Now we're on the right track.
But he died before television was invented. So that means in the 20s.
Correct.
But you said he appeared as himself in some things.
In film.
Houdini.
Oh. Is it Houdini?
It's Harry Houdini.
It's Houdini.
Nice job.
Nice job, Joe.
Nice job, Joe.
You and I haven't gotten one in a long time.
Harry Houdini, born yesterday in history, died at the age of 52. That's right. Stunt artist, had some athletic ability, appeared in some films in the silent movie era. And that means we just, when Joe gets one or Rochelle gets one, we randomly pick a caller and they're a winner. So good morning. It's the boss.
Yeah, hey, the dead guy who couldn't get out of the envelope was Harry Houdini.
That's absolutely right. And you got tickets to see Neil Young, my friend. Congratulations.
All right.
Who is this?
This is Bruce.
Bruce, where are you calling us from this morning?
Plainsboro.
Oh, beautiful. Nice to hear from you up there, and we'll send you out to Forest Hill Stadium in Queens on May the 14th to see a rock and roll royalty, Neil Young and his band Crazy Horse, okay?
It's terrific. I'm a big fan.
Yeah, that's going to be a good show. I mean, he's kind of crusty. He doesn't always come around, so it's kind of rare to get, it's like a dodo sighting, get Neil Young in concert, you know what I mean? So hang on the line. We'll get all your info. We'll get you on the list, okay?
All right, thank you.
All right, nice. I love nice when job. One of you guys get it. That is a talk about a rarity.
Yeah, that was tough.
Yeah, I see Evel Knievel was a good hint.
Yeah.
Harry Houdini. He was born March the 21st of 1874.
Wow.
I just read an article in New Yorker magazine about him this morning, and that gave me the... And there's that big hit song now called Houdini, too. So it's all about Houdini. He's back, baby. Time for hashtag mom.
God, yes.
Every morning, 729, 20 or so. We hear from moms, grandmoms, sometimes even dads. We share them just like this.
Fisher at Fisher Loves Wine said, pulling a long con on my friends by letting them, on my kids by letting them get away with their innocent lies right now, even though they're so obvious. That way, when they get better at lying, I'll be able to see right through their teenage lies.
A long con? Is that what it is?
A long con.
Is that a term for like when you're fooling somebody on an ongoing basis?
A long time, yeah. A long con.
Never heard that term, right? I like it.
Yeah, me
never
too. Never heard it. At the Cranky Otter said...
That might be the best handle.
Nothing in this world is more important to a child than seeing what you just showed another adult on your phone.
That sounds like a Steve Martin movie, where is it? Yes, I'm the crazy otter, and I'm pulling the long con, and I would have gotten away with it too.
And Amanda Williams said, "My 11-year-old wrote me an apology for misbehaving in the car that included, 'I love you so much, but sometimes forget to care about your existence.'"
It's cool. Steve Martin in Pink Panther 3. Hashtag mom. God, fashion. Every morning, 729, 27, and you might hear yours or right here. Fast Five's next.
Coming soon, the teens. They're always there.
Why don't you go out and do something instead of just sitting around playing video games?
Ugh, move, Mom. I'm in the middle of a game.
And when they're not, you want them back.
Where are you?
I'm over at Xander's.
Well, you should have come home. You've been gone all day.
The teens. They're bringing over their friends.
Do they have to run their dirty hands along the wall when they walk upstairs?
The teens.
How big does your friend want his earlobe to be?
The teens.
Hey, Mom, can you make us some food?
The teens. Coming soon and not leaving for a long time.
Congratulations to Bruce Weisskopf out in Plainsboro. He got tickets to see Neil Young and Crazy Horse at Forest Hill Stadium in Queens. That's coming up on May 14th. Bruce Weisskopf kind of sounds like a lawyer or something, doesn't it?
That's a great name, yeah.
Very You've been injured name. In an auto accident. Call me Bruce Weisskopf. 444 hurt. You know, one of those guys. Sound like that? Congratulations, yeah. Bruce. He identified Harry Houdini as the dead guy in the envelope. Your chance to win again tomorrow morning at 7:10. Show info, 1071theboss.com. All right, time now for Robbie and Rochelle's Fast Five. Five big old trending stories thought you needed to know. Be in the know from number five to number one. We will start at number five momentarily. Reminder to stay in touch with us on all the socials. We are at Robbie and Rochelle Radio or at 1071theboss.com. Wherever you get podcasts, should be right there if you search us or on the website. Number five. Here's a hack if you're looking for free snacks, extra goodies in the hotel room.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe you're doing some traveling for the holiday this weekend. You call up, and whether you're actually a mom and a dad, whether you actually have a family or you just want to pretend that you're doing something, so you call up and you say, "I'm trying to do a little something to make the visit extra special for my family, for my kids."
Yeah.
And they say, "Try this at several different hotel chains," this particular TikToker. They say the hotels, by and large, were likely to leave something for free in the room, like a candy bar, or an extra water, Coca-Cola cans, those sort of things.
Yeah, absolutely.
So here's the video on this.
"Every time I'm traveling, my mom calls the hotel to do something special for me, even if it's not a special occasion. I'm in Vancouver right now, traveling for work, and my mom called the hotel and had them put together a little gift basket. Just checked into my hotel, and not only did I get free snacks, but they also wrote me a little card.
Oh.
You or your mom isn't calling the hotel every single time you travel. You're doing something wrong."
I mean, here she is. She's clearly a grown-up woman who's traveling for work, and she's having her mom call ahead, book her travel arrangements for her.
Yeah.
I have a feeling this is the same kind of woman that wouldn't know how to pick up a bunk bed that she bought off Facebook Marketplace from Rochelle.
Probably not. Here's the thing. I do think that's a cute idea if you actually have something going on. Like, one time it was your birthday, and I called ahead and said it was your birthday, and they put balloons and a card and everything, and they set up the room for me.
We paid extra for that, though, didn't we? Paid for the balloons. They didn't just give them to you.
No, I didn't pay extra for that. I just asked for it, and they happened to... They said that's what they do, and that's great. I think that's great if it is an actual event. But if you're doing this and you're taking advantage of it...
I don't care about taking advantage, but if you're a grown person, you have your mom call for you, or you call up pretending
story.
You have kids. I mean, that's just lying.
But that's what I'm saying. If you're going in there and you're lying and just to get free snacks every time you go out, these hotel chains are going to catch on. They're going to stop doing it. Because if they have 50 people doing it in a day because some TikToker saw that their mom was calling for them, they're not going to have the resources to do it. So knock it off.
Well, thank God Congress is going to shut you down, TikTok.
Knock it off.
Probably not. Number four, or how about this, a little mini dumb crook news on a Monday. I got too many dumb crook stories. I had to squeeze them in. First thing this week, three bank robbery suspects have been dubbed the Little Rascals. Hi, I'm Buckwheat. They're a little rascal. They're in custody. This happened in Houston, Texas. You know everything's bigger? Texas. They allegedly robbed a Wells Fargo bank. Why are the police calling them Little Rascals? Because they are the suspects between the ages of 11 and 16. Juvenile delinquents.
You're kidding.
Yep.
Wow. To Wells Fargo, huh?
Here's a judge.
The age of the younger two who have been alleged to have done this, that's a bit unusual for a bank robbery. They are entitled to have a detention hearing almost immediately.
Sure.
I was thinking either this was very low in sophistication or maybe an adult had something to do with this.
Well, yeah, that does make sense, right? You're the adult is the mastermind. I'd send the kids out, the little rascals, to rob the bank.
Yeah, they're standing on top of each other's shoulders with a coat over them. Absolutely.
They cut the trench coat. Yeah, stick them up, see? It's almost adorable, isn't it?
When
you
almost.
When you get a group of little kids, it's just kind of, oh, it's a little horseplay.
Almost.
Not as scary as...
They didn't have like a gun with them.
When Sergey pulls, give me all your money. It's like when they, hey there, mister, give me all the cash. We made off with $40. 11 to 16.
Isn't That's like it, fourth grade.
I know. Isn't it funny, though, the older the kid gets, the less bad you feel for him? Like the 16-year-old, like, well
yeah, because they know better.
Throw him in jail. The 11-year-old, it's cute. He's going through a phase, robbing banks.
It's still not cute if they're trying to rob a bank.
All right, here's another mini dumb crook news story. Tow truck driver just down the road in Philadelphia, where, as Nick mentioned, the Phillies are set for their home opener, accused of stealing at least 7 vehicles using his tow truck to tow them away, steal them. Here's Captain Jason Smith of the Philly PD talking about the tow truck bandit, believe it or not.
Oh, my gosh.
On the local news.
What they're focusing in on are older model vehicles, ones that they think they can take without, you know, it doesn't demand or warrant the owner's immediate attention. A lot of these vehicles, they've been parked for some time. There's debris on the vehicles. They have flat tires. They're waiting for repairs.
I mean, in a way, is this guy not doing the city a service? If you got cars that have been sitting there in the shade of your neighborhoods, if he's just pulling up, because, you know, you drive by sometimes those cars that sit on the side of the highway.
Yeah.
And if you do the same commute every day, you know the car's been sitting there.
You know,
and they got that pink sticker that the highway patrol puts on them.
Yeah.
This guy's almost doing a public service. Let him take the cars away.
Almost.
Otherwise, the taxpayer's going to pay. I know he's stealing them,
almost.
And he's probably selling them for parts, but at least the taxpayers aren't paying for a tow truck company to come haul these abandoned cars away.
I mean, at least he's opening up a spot in the city because, you know, those are hard to come by, too.
Yeah. See what I mean?
It's almost not a crime.
Maybe bank robbers, this guy with a tow truck bandit, they're not that bad.
Yeah.
I'm in favor of both of these criminals.
What if you had an 11-year-old who was driving the tow truck and taking the cars? Would that be even better?
Yeah, that's like a 90s movie with the Olsen twins. We're the little bandits. Also, did you hear that guy had like his
computer
he's
updated?
He's getting like text messages while he's...
Yes.
You've got mail. Hang on, I'm doing a press conference. They make us use AOL. Number three, teacher out in your hometown, Detroit, Michigan, says that she was fired because she's a rapper on the side.
What?
In addition to being a school teacher, Dominique Brown is a rapper, goes by Drippin' Honey.
Oh, gosh.
That she was fired when parents found out and complained to the school.
Nobody knew I was a rapper until the parent kept continuously complaining.
Here's her song.
The first meeting that I had with like the principal and the dean, they had told me that the parent wished to stay anonymous and she felt as if she didn't like my rap career and that I was a bad influence on the kids.
Well, I mean, she is, if you're looking at the music video here, she is, you know, wearing the little hot pants.
Drippin' Honey.
Yeah. I mean, they're sexually explicit. I mean, she's not doing porn or anything, but they are kind of sexually explicit videos where she's got all these guys oogling and her boobs are hanging out and all, and she got the chains on and all of that.
Yeah. You know, it's one of those things that's, it's a hard line because once they're out of school, they're not your kid's teacher anymore. So they're allowed to have a life.
I agree.
As long as they don't bring it into the classroom, they're not promoting it in the classroom. So that is tough.
No, unless you signed a piece of paper when you get hired that said that there was, you know, the morals clause or whatever.
Like that. But even that, I mean, if you're just rapping, if you're you're outside of the classroom. Now, if you bring it in and you're trying to get your students to, you know, write a rap for you or something, you know, then I can see that being an issue. But I don't know. There's a hard line there. That
I mean, as a matter of fact, in our contract, we have a thing, I believe, it's a morals clause, which I assume means that I won't go on the air and say that we should, you know, do something. You know what I mean? Shouldn't go on and drop an F-bomb or say something horrible, you know. Yell fire in a theater, that sort of thing. Or does it mean that if it turns out that I'm a porn star and Big Boss Bob gets a hold of the tape, does that mean I violated the morals clause?
Well, I will tell you, if we did sign a morals clause, did we sign one?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Well, then it does include outside because I've been reprimanded for things that I've posted on social media.
Yeah, that's right. So there you go.
On my own personal page by our HR. So
there you go.
It has to do with both, which what I posted was not even bad. I could have been rapping.
Yeah. You should be.
I posted a tan line.
You know, what you should be doing is dripping honey.
I know.
So, yeah, I guess it does fit into the moral
which
code.
Which is crap.
Yeah.
And just like this, I mean, it's outside of work. I didn't post it on a work page. I wasn't promoting it just like this woman. So I don't think that she should be.
I'm going to get myself a Magic Mike page.
Don't do that.
I'll start flossing with
flossing.
Start flossing with a bath towel.
Don't. Please don't.
Look at all these things I should have looked at by a dermatologist.
Ew,
on my skin.
Oh, that's gross.
The first thing you notice, you see me naked. Like, he should probably have that looked at.
Oh, God.
Bonus story for you.
Oh, my God.
Two women, childhood friends, attempting a 500-mile drive down the coast of Florida. Because, of course they are, because it's always Florida to earn a Guinness World Record. You know, I love these things. Yeah. For longest distance by toy cars. They're riding in the Barbie Jeeps that... You know, those little,
stop it.
Yeah, those little toy cars.
That's fantastic.
They're attempting the journey as a fundraiser to save animals at a local shelter, which is nice.
Oh, that's a great cause.
I don't know how you recharge the battery in the Barbie Jeep.
I mean, yeah, you'd have to stop.
We used to ride around with toy cars as kids, and we've always wanted a Guinness World Record attempt, so we're like, this would be a fun way to, like, kind of... honor our childhood.
Yeah. I mean, how are you fitting in the Jeep, though? They're grown women.
I mean, you can fit in. Usually, so...
You think you could fit in one of those little Barbie Jeeps?
So the Barbie Jeep has, I will tell you, because I just looked at them possibly for an Easter gift or a birthday gift for Grayson, they have a maximum of like 150 pounds.
Yeah.
And they're usually two-seaters. So you can comfortably, as an adult, fit your butt on the two
There's
seats.
There's no way
fine.
I'm fitting in that thing. Also, 150 pounds? There's no way.
Okay, well, you're not fitting,
I'd
but I could
axle.
Probably be in there. I'd be fine. The issue I have is they go 2 miles an hour. So you're taking this all the way to Florida? Or from Florida? Across? This is going to take you a year.
Well... They got all the time in the world to break that Guinness World Record, I guess.
It takes 25 minutes to charge a Tesla. It's going to take you a whole day to charge your Barbie Jeep, so you only can drive every other day, and you're only going to go maybe a mile in the whole day.
What's that highway there, A1A, along the ocean? You imagine some guy,
take a long
come
time.
On, what's the backup? And there's some two women in a Barbie Jeep, a pink Jeep.
It's a very cute idea. I just don't see how you're going to do it. Unless they souped it up. They got a little Nas in there in their little Barbie
That's
Jeep.
Right. That's right. It's the Vin Diesel Barbie Jeep. Number two, everybody's buzzing about this documentary, Quiet on the Set. I think it's on Hulu.
Okay.
Josh Peck has made a statement. It's all about child
Nickelodeon.
Stars.
It's the Nickelodeon
And exposing
one.
Different ways that they were treated poorly. Some of them horrible stories of harassment. That sort of other people just saying they were, you know, it's too stressful for a child to be on a film set, that sort of thing. And he says he spoke with Drake Bell privately and is extending his support. And he hopes this brings necessary changes to the industry. But what show were the two of them on?
Drake and Josh the show was called. Now, one guy was on that Turner and Hooch show on the Disney channel that you really liked.
Yeah.
But I mean, there's some really, I didn't watch the documentary, but I did read about it a little bit. And there's some
pretty
really,
horrible stories.
Pretty horrible allegations against some of the directors and the executives there. And just the way, I mean, they're kids. And this is a lot of them early 90s. So things were a little different. And it's just... It's horrible if all of that is true.
I mean, don't be telling people I like the Turner and Hooch show on the Disney Channel, okay? Don't be telling people that. That's unnecessary.
It's a very cute show. What's not to like about a guy in a cute
dog? And these kind of allegations aside, do you ever watch that show, The Double Dare, where they drop like
Mark Summers,
a ton of green goo on some poor 8-year-old's head? You think the kid would get his neck snapped by this goo?
Well, he signed up for it.
I mean, that was stressful enough for those kids.
Well, think about that Legends of the Hidden Temple. They were running around with a crazy tiki guy like chasing you through the temple. That was so scary.
All those kids are in therapy now.
Me included, and I just watched it.
And number one, we have to post this picture. Hit the thing again. Number one, there's a picture of Bruce. I think he was in Phoenix last week. Is that where he was? I don't know where this picture was, but Bruce is performing the other night, and the picture is going viral because they happen to catch him in a still, and he's kind of, if you can picture this, he's got his arms into the side, and he's kind of puffing out his chest, and his shirt is open a little bit. And it kind of, I'm not saying that Bruce has got man boobs. I don't want to upset the Bruce people. I know they're very defensive. But it kind of looks...
He's got pecs. I mean, he works out.
Pecs,
he's got pecs.
But the way that the photo's taken, it kind of looks more like female cleavage. And his face is just in the lighting. And so he kind of looks like the actress Tilda Swinton wearing a dress with her, you know, like she would wear going to an award show where you could see a little cleavage.
Tilda Swinton, to be fair, is a little masculine looking. Like her look, she's a little androgynous.
That's her look. But Bruce is not a feminine looking guy usually. And for whatever reason, they caught him in just the right frame with the right lighting. And it looks like he's got boobs and a woman's face.
I've seen the photo.
We should post this and see what people think. I'm not trying to make fun of him, but I've seen this trending. It does look like the actress.
It does. It does a little bit. It does a little. Joe, have you seen the photo?
No, I haven't.
I'll post it. I'll send it to you. It does. It's a lot of it is the lighting. I will say that. But
What's worse? Is it this picture or the one where people thought he looked like Woody Allen? Which is worse? I think it's better to look like Tilda Swinton. You
he
know what
has
I mean?
One where he's younger and he has a goatee. And every time I see the photo, I think he's Adam Sandler. He looks just like young Adam Sandler single time I see it. So you know, it's not the best picture, I'm going to be honest, but I think a lot of it has to do with the lighting. And again, he's got his shirt open in kind of a weird manner. Like, I know he gets hot in his shows and he does have pecs and, you know, it's...
You shouldn't be busting out your chest at 75 years old. I'm just saying.
I mean,
why not?
Not necessary.
He has pecs, so he's... If you have it, why not? You can tell he works out. Like, he's got... You know, he's defined, and he doesn't show, like, he doesn't show, like, any nip, you know? So it's but the lighting is not flattering on his face. I'm just going to say that. And then also the one photo that we have, if you zoom out just a little bit, there's somebody's hand that is, like, right above his jeans, and it just doesn't look right. Yeah, like, it's just not a great photo.
Yeah. Huh. Looks like Adam Sandler.
Did you see the photo? I just sent it.
It's like a computer.
It's like a computer photo. I'm going to post it on the page. It's not a great photo of him. And again,
because tramps like us, baby, we were born to run. It's a little bit like Adam Sandler.
First of all, it looks like he's 90 years old.
Yeah.
It's not a great picture of him. It's
it
just
is a
not.
Horrible picture
I mean,
of
and,
him.
You know, I again, I know he works out. I know he's got muscles, but it just.
He's been in the sun, too. He's got a little tan there.
I see. I don't know if it's that or if it's the lighting.
The lighting?
I don't know. It's just not a great photo.
You know who was going to take a picture and not look like Tilda Swinton? Jon Bon Jovi. Just saying it. There's a man who still looks fantastic. Okay.
I mean, yeah, he looks great.
That's a really bad picture of Bruce Springsteen.
Yeah,
if you showed that to me and said that's, I would say, nah, it's not. Bruce.
It's not a good photo. The photo
almost looks like a drag queen doing a Bruce show.
Yeah, it just doesn't look like him at all. Like it really, it's just not a great photo. And again, he did open his shirt kind of weird, and he's wearing like this shirt that could also be perceived as a woman's shirt. It's not.
This I mean, it's just the more we
just
talk
like
about
the,
it.
The coloring, you know what I mean? Like, I just can understand what they're saying. Now, I see the photo where he's just performing and it's buttoned up and the lighting is a little better and it looks just like him and he looks great and his hair is good and it's a great photo. This is not a good photo.
Not a good photo.
It's just not.
I can't imagine why the Bruce people be upset with us.
Listen, we didn't take the photo.
Nope.
Whoever released this photo, it's their fault.
We just trashed it.
I mean, I will post the photo on the page so you can see it and judge for yourself. No. It's not a great photo. It's just not.
I got to imagine even the fans are going to agree that it's not his best moment.
Listen, not everybody takes it. You don't. Not every photo is a great photo. It's just not.
No.
It's just what it is.
Just imagine me naked doing the floss. Let me tell you, not an attractive photo.
That could be the best photo.
Monday world famous celebrity birthday file. Big Sean is 36 today. Race car driver Danica Patrick, 42. Yes. Lark Voorhees, that was Lisa from Saved by the Bell. She's 50. Sarah Jessica Parker, 59 today. Marcia Cross, Bree from Desperate Housewives, 62. Starsky from Starsky and Hutch. Paul Michael Glazer, he's 81 today.
Wow.
I know. Elton
How did
John.
That happen?
Elton John celebrating today. So is Gloria Steinem. She's 90. And listen to this one. Gene Shalit is 98 today. Remember the movie
He's
guy from the Today
alive?
Show?
Yeah.
Yeah, with that big
mustache.
Wow. 98 today.
Good for him.
Yeah.
What he looks like.
Aretha Franklin. Howard Cosell. Howard Cosell, his birthday, born on this day of history. International Waffle Day and National Medal of Honor Day. So thank you, as always, to those who have served.
Here are some spring cleaning tips. Number one. Remember to wear a mask. Since the last time you dusted the blinds, Corey Feldman was a movie star. Number two. Skip the microwave. It looks so much like a crime scene you might as well just wrap it in police tape. Three. Warning. Bleach has got powerful fumes. If you plan to clean the bathroom, get ready to get high. Four. Instead of throwing items away, donate them. Unless it's that Def Leppard mirror sign you won at the carnival. That's going in the trash. And five. Check the expiration date on food. You'll never eat Lucky Charms from 2018, unless you're really high on bleach fumes. Just ask if you need more spring cleaning tips.
I'd like to point out that I kind of predicted this last week about the First Lady, Tammy Murphy, having some political problems.
You did a little bit.
I mean, I mentioned you get the little bump. You get the little bump when you do the right thing, but when you don't, I'll call you out.
It's interesting that she just dropped out.
I pointed out that there are all sorts of deals. You know, she is head of a super PAC that had some money coming from places no one knows where it's from. You know, all these people. And I got a feeling that's why she's, you know, they say that. I'm going to spend some more time with my family and focus on what matters in life. Like, yeah, there's something going on. So either
there's something going on.
Either you're in trouble or you're connected to somebody in trouble or...
You don't want something to come out.
Right, because she was polling pretty well. So yes. I'm not sure it was them. I mean, it was going to be a close race with that guy, Andy Kim, but it didn't look like she was going to, you know, be embarrassed or anything. It wasn't like she was 20 points down. So that indicates to me that there's some sort of behind the scenes that they don't want to come out. So let me just spend more time with my family.
Okay. Now we'll never get to know.
No.
Dang it. Well, it could have been juicy.
The less I got to see that face on TV, the better. So.
Okay.
But I just want to point out, I called it. I knew there was something squirrely going on there.
You did say that on Friday.
And to the Norcast Weather Center, he's still got his rain boots on. Good morning, Nor'easter Nick.
Good morning. How'd you fare with all the rain you had up there?
I mean, it was a lot of rain, but I didn't think it was quite as crazy as I thought it was going to be. It was just some heavy rain. I guess it was the wind that wasn't quite as bad as I was anticipating.
Yeah, I do think that it fell a little bit shy of projections. Down here, I mean, we got some 45, 55 mile an hour gusts, so it worked out here. We had a lot of roads that were closed down. The flooding was tremendous around Philadelphia, but, you know, that's behind us. We're looking ahead to a nice day today. Unfortunately, we talked about this opportunity for tidal flooding. That's going to be the case this morning, tonight, tomorrow morning. So if you live around a body of water, Back Bay or the ocean front, you're going to have to pay close attention to those tide levels. We're thinking minor this morning, then moderate. That translates to about 8 to 12 inches of water in the Back Bay. So Manasquan Inlet down into Longport, Cape May, the Wildwoods, Ocean City, all those culprit locations, you're going to have water in the streets by this time tomorrow morning as well. Mm. So just a rough 24 hours or so ahead of us. But sky condition wise, you would never know it. Lots of sunshine out there. Clouds move in tomorrow. And then if you're a Phillies fan, home openers on Thursday. Well, if you're listening north of Tom's River, those might be fighting words or something. But no, it does look like there could be some rain in the forecast. And Robbie's over there like, yeah, good. Good, make it rain on them.
I don't care about the Phillies at all.
I don't either. You know, truth be told, I don't follow baseball one bit.
I follow baseball.
Sport,
I just don't care about the Phillies. You know, so you know, whatever. I got nothing against them.
Good. All right. So you're just kind of milquetoast about them. I get it. All right.
Yeah, the big rivalry for me is Yankees Red Sox. So the Phillies are fine. You know, the Phillies. I got no beef with the Phillies.
Okay.
And right, I like the fanatic. I think he's funny looking.
He is a funny character.
By the way, do we any predictions on whether or not your Easter bonnet is getting soaked?
I think we're dry for the most part, but there's likely going to be a couple light showers working through, so we got to figure out the time on that. It's not a big organized storm, just a little weak front, so we'll keep an eye on it.
Right. I'm already...
It's excellent.
Ah, yes.
Oh, I got plenty more.
Yes.
He's like Vincent Price from Batman, Egghead. Remember that?
I do.
Excellent.
Which reminds me, I don't have time now, but next time we check in here, I have a TV show you should watch. We're watching a new show. I want to know if you've seen it. All right?
All right.
It's He Said.
She Said.
On Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
And all presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Health and Wellness Center. That's Lips and IVs. Now open in Marlboro. Make your appointment. 732-838-9449. Mentioned we're a couple of minutes behind, so we'll get into this next. But here you go. Big Ghostbusters movie over the weekend. Everything old is new again. Number one did pretty well. Did more than the last one. Over $60 million at the box office. Is there a movie from an era gone by that you grew up with did not age well?
Oh.
Some people say, by the way, Ghostbusters has not aged well. There's some scenes in
you
there.
You think?
Yeah, some people get a little, they're looking to cancel the Bill Murray. A movie from when you're growing up, you know, from the era you grew up in, has not aged well. 732-774-4444. You can also Facebook us or text us. Anything come to mind off the top of your head?
The first one that comes to mind for me is Heavyweights.
Heavyweights? Yeah, I don't know if I remember that.
It's got Ben Stiller in it. It's literally a movie that fat shames kids. They're at fat camp.
Oh, what was the other one? Was it Gwyneth Paltrow where
Shallow Hal.
Shallow Hal.
That was also a terrible
Same
one.
Kind of thing.
Yeah. American Beauty.
Yep.
I mean...
I go back a few more years. I say Revenge of the Nerds and some of those teeny comedies there where they'd be like spying on...
Isn't there one where Revenge of the Nerds, there's like a camera in the room?
Yeah.
They're literally spying on...
Yeah.
16 Candles.
What's wrong with 16 Candles?
Well, let's see. He drugs the one girl
true.
Passes out. And then the other girl is drunk and he has sex with her. And then there's several things in there. If you go back and watch it, it's...
I just remember the just remember the song, If You Leave, Don't Look Back.
There's several things in there.
You get the idea. Movie from an era gone by, maybe the era you grew up with, you know, movie you grew up with, and you watch it now and you go, ooh, that's a little, it's not aged well.
We wouldn't do that now.
No. Apocalypse Now. You know, not a sex thing, but more, you know, not politically correct anymore.
Not.
732-774-4444. What do you think? Call us, text us, Facebook us, Jersey's Free Money Radio Station, where sometime this hour we'll fire up the Free Money Music Monitor when it activates. Start keeping track of all the songs we play. Just the name of the song. That's all you need. And then as soon as it deactivates, the 10th caller gets a chance to name those songs and win cash. It's $50 for every song. That means you win up to $500 every time we play. And we do it every day, 8, 1, and 5, every weekday, Monday through Friday. So sometime before 9, we'll fire it up and keep track of the songs. Win the money here. Give away some tickets earlier. Go see Neil Young in concert with Dead Guy in the Envelope tomorrow morning, 7:10. We'll have a concert announcement and some tickets to another hot show. This one to be announced at the Basie this summer. Mm-hmm. Get you some details on that. Can't say anything yet, but tomorrow morning we'll have the concert announcement, and then we'll immediately have those with them before you can buy them tickets here from 107.1 The Boss. He said,
she said,
just underway. Hooray for Hollywood. Talking movies today. Mentioned Ghostbusters. Talk about an old movie back again. Movie from a different era. Movie you remember growing up. It hasn't aged well. And now this is a new movie, but some people think the original Ghostbusters would be an example of that, as a matter of fact. 732-774-4444 to call us, text us. A lot of Facebook answers on this.
Adam said Trading Places.
Yeah, you can see that. That's there's a lot going on there.
Yeah, there's a lot going on there.
There's Eddie Murphy in that movie.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
Yeah, Trading Places, Dan Aykroyd, Eddie Murphy.
Oh, okay.
What do you think
Maybe
of?
I was thinking, what's the one where with Willy Wonka, he's in it? The original Willy Wonka.
Gene Wilder?
Gene Wilder.
I don't think he was ever in a movie. You're thinking of the... I think you're thinking of, See No Evil, Hear No Evil.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking of, yeah. Lots of text for Blazing Saddles. Yeah. Like an overwhelming amount of text for Blazing Saddles.
Yeah, but you know what? I mean, has that movie got humor that can be offensive? Yes, but it's... I don't think it's offensive. I mean, I know that's my opinion, but...
is your opinion.
I just feel like that's a movie that you either get it or you don't.
Sure.
And it's not intended to be... it's offensive to show we can all laugh about things that are otherwise offensive. I think it's when the movie is ignorant about the way it touches taboo topics.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
I hear what you're saying, yeah. Casey said, Grease, she literally changed everything about herself to get the guy.
I know people say I know.
I see, but he also changed himself.
Yeah,
at the end.
Right.
So they were trying to
because he becomes
each
the
other. So I don't know.
With Kinnicky and Rizzo is a little sketchy.
Yeah, there's
too,
some there's some stuff. There's some other stuff in there. But Sherry said The King and I.
All right.
Rachel just said I watched the movie Blank Check again with my kids, and there's a scene where the grown woman passionately kisses the kid who has all the money. It was so gross, we turned it off.
I don't remember that movie. Who's in Blank Check?
I don't remember the kid in that movie, but I do remember
the kid's movie.
It's a kid's movie. Yeah, he gets run over. He gets a car backs into him, and this woman writes him a check, but she leaves the number blank. So he ends up writing like $1 million in the number. So then he's this kid who buys himself a mansion, and he's got a big water slide, and he has all these huge parties. It's definitely like an early 90s movie.
It's not a Macaulay Culkin movie?
No. It's a kid that looks like Macaulay Culkin, but is not as famous as Macaulay Culkin. I don't remember that scene. I haven't seen it in so long, but I could imagine that happened.
We get the Miguel Ferrer.
Yeah, see?
Oh, no, I'm sorry. That's the 11-year-old kid is Preston Waters.
Waters.
Played by Brian Bonsall.
Yes, that was his name in the movie.
Thank you, Kermit, for sending the 1994. Sent me the Wikipedia on that.
I don't remember the kissing scene, but I'm sure I haven't seen it since I was a kid, so I probably...
It's a Walt Disney movie.
Yeah.
The only person I've heard of that's in the movie is Tone Loc. That's the guy that did Likes to Do the Wild Thing. I guess he's in the movie for whatever reason.
Right. I remember it being a cute movie. Like, it was a funny premise that the kid has $1 million and he thinks it's all the money in the world, and he somehow buys himself a home and cars and all of this stuff, and he's living kind of a double life where he goes home to his parents, but then at night he goes to his own mansion. I don't know.
Sounds like a great film.
In the same token, Ralph said the movie Big, a grown woman dating an 8-year-old boy.
Yeah. I had never seen it. We watched it not that long ago, and I said that. I'm like, this is weird, isn't it? Although you are kind of rooting for them to get together once he becomes big.
I mean, kind of. of. I mean, he's not technically, to her, he's not an 8-year-old, so.
It doesn't make it less. That's like some people say Back to the Future is creepy because
he kisses
his own mom. And then she goes, it's like kissing my brother. It's like, yeah, because you just made out with your mom.
Yeah,
you know?
It's one of those cringeworthy scenes, as they would say.
Yeah, I think it's all the way it's executed, though. You know?
I guess,
that's
yes.
That's how we get away with stuff.
Yeah.
Or not. All right, line one.
The Alamo with John Wayne.
The Alamo with John Wayne?
Yeah.
Yeah, because people raid the Alamo and treat them like, I know what you mean. Yeah. But it's John Wayne, partner. It's hard to get mad at anything the Duke does.
I agree with you.
Everybody just stand down and shut up, Pilgrim.
Mm-hmm.
Movie from growing up just has not aged well. What movie? How come? 732-774-4444. That's your he said.
She said.
What kind of a morning radio show would we be if we didn't give you the latest in Taylor Swift news? Taylor and Travis spotted having a lunch date. They had a little late lunch in Malibu yesterday.
Cute.
Their publicist confirmed it was them. They also just enjoyed what was described as a much-needed Bahamian vacation. Bahamian.
Where were they in the Bahamas?
They just said they were in the Bahamas. Didn't say where.
Oh, okay.
They're very
Luthra.
A lot of stress after flying from Singapore to the Super Bowl and back.
Well,
Taylor and Travis.
I read that her lead guitarist actually just had his wife had a baby, and so she is planning the rest of her tour dates, or has planned the rest of her tour dates and their touring schedule around him, so that he can have ample time at home with a new baby. Listen, so I thought that was so nice.
She's just so thoughtful.
That is so nice.
She's just the best,
thank
isn't
you,
she?
Taylor.
Oh, Taylor, you're just an inspiration. Inspiration to the rest of us, I'll tell you.
Other celebrity. What's wrong with you? Why do you dislike her so much?
I don't know. I do dislike her. I do. There's something I don't know. She's just too famous and too rich and too perfect. Can't take it. And I don't understand why these kids get so obsessed.
I will grant you, I think that there is a lot of hoopla.
Too much hoopla.
Her.
Oh, there's a lot of hoopla, yes.
But, you know.
So much important stuff going on in the world.
She
and kids
does
are
seem like a good person, though.
There's always important stuff in the world.
Yeah.
Think about 1960, whatever it was, when the Beatles came here. Yeah, there was a lot of important stuff going on.
Well, there
in the
was
world.
Listen, I love the Beatles. There's probably too much hoopla back then, too, don't you think? I mean, kids get out of control, passing out, screaming for no reason. Come on.
Different time.
Millie Bobby Brown and Jake Bon Jovi will have her Stranger Things dad, the dad from the show, Matthew Modine, officiate their wedding. No date has been set. Matthew said he's already written the vows, and Jake says his dad, John, is okay with it.
Cool.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's very cool. That's going to be a fun wedding. I think they're going to have
one. Would think.
She's so young, though. I think she's only 20.
I think Taylor would be attending, right? Because didn't she come here for the bachelorette party or something? Remember she was here last summer? Wasn't that a Millie Bobby Brown party?
No. She was here for the wedding of somebody
that was
like her publicist or something.
Was that what it was?
On Ocean Beach. Yeah,
I thought she was friends with Millie here from Stranger Things. Am I wrong
about
that?
I don't think they're friends.
No? All right.
Not as far as I know. I mean, I think in that little circle of Hollywood, they all probably know each other. Oh. But I don't think that they're friends.
All right.
I think that's going to be a crazy enough wedding with John Bon Jovi and Millie Bobby Brown's name being associated that you don't need to add Taylor into the mix. It's going to be.
You know who'll be at that wedding? Our friend Lou from the JBJ Soul Kitchen.
I'm sure he'll be there.
I'm sure he'll be there. We love Lou.
Send us photos.
Lou about the golf outing.
Yeah, okay. We do need to talk about that. He's been busy. I know he's working on a bunch of stuff because John's got a new record out and all of that. So he's been a
He's probably planning the wedding. I mean, he seems like he does everything.
He might
be,
yeah. I think his son might be a caterer or something like that. But
I just don't think he wants us there.
That too.
Yeah, especially after I talk about doing 15 shots in one hole. You know what I mean? Like, don't invite that guy.
Oh, you can't play in that. No. You show up at the dinner and you can't play at that. You can't play in that. No.
There's a hashtag trending this morning on the X thing. Office goggles. It's basically the same as beer goggles. But this is when in the office you keep seeing someone every day, and over time you go, you know what? Maybe I'm attracted to them. It's like with the beer goggles, you go to a bar and the drunker you get, everybody looks beautiful. Everybody looks attractive to you. Same thing. Office goggles are the more time you spend with someone in the office, the more you might fall in love, be hot for their bod. Office goggles. Mm.
Yeah, it makes sense.
That's basically what happened to me, isn't it? Rochelle spent a little more time. She's like, yeah, I guess he'll do. We can go out with him. This is our story.
I have office goggles?
This is our story. Office goggles.
And I've never left the office? Is that what you're saying happened?
No. saying you kind of, the more time we spent together, I won you over a little bit, right? I mean, you didn't immediately fall in love the minute we met.
No.
We started doing the show, and you weren't thinking
anything. Or do you have office goggles?
No, I mean, I don't know if they're office goggles. Well, I mean, no, I don't think so.
No.
Joe said the correct answer quickly.
I said, no, I don't think correct. So. No, I don't think that's so.
See, I'm a veteran at this. I got that.
He'll get there, Joe.
He's been through several proceedings where the attorney advised him what to and not to say. Yeah.
Absolutely.
It's He Said,
She Said
on Robbie and Rochelle in the Morning.
Presented by Dr. Anthony Lombardi's new Health and Wellness Center. Now open, Lips and IVs right there in Marlboro, 732-838-9449 for your appointment. More on that in just a second. He just played a little movie song from Armageddon. Remember that movie? With Bruce Willis and Liv Tyler. Speaking of Aerosmith, Dad did the theme song there.
Yeah.
It's a movie you remember growing up that has not aged well for whatever reason. You can't show that. You can't do that today. 732-774-4444. Lines are open. Same number to text or Facebook.
Michael said phone booth. I don't know that I'm familiar with
that. It's ringing a bell. I can't remember the plot of it.
Is that the one where there's someone just in a phone booth the entire movie? The whole movie is...
Might be.
...revolved around just that, and somebody's calling them on the phone? I've never seen it, but I feel like I've heard about it.
I got the link open here. It's from 2002 with Colin Farrell, Kiefer Sutherland, Forrest Whitaker, Katie Holmes. So you got some big people in it.
Yeah.
There's a sniper who calls a guy in a phone booth, and he's answering the calls to try and catch the sniper.
Yeah, I feel like I remember hearing about it. I don't know what about it. It doesn't hold up still, but the whole entire movie is just one scene of a guy in a phone booth.
Yeah.
So, not sure about that. 8542 said Caddyshack and Animal House, but I still love them.
Come on. You're fine. They're supposed to be raunchy. Nothing that's offensive about
them. There's just a difference between raunchy and... inappropriate, I guess.
I guess there might be some stuff that you could consider to be a little sexist or something like that, I guess. But I don't think that's the intent.
No, I don't think, especially then, it wasn't.
Yeah.
But 7313 said Porky's.
Yeah, that movie was just horrible even at the time.
I'm kind of surprised it took that long to get that answer.
Yeah.
John said The Graduate.
Well.
I mean, he's an underage kid sleeping with his...
He's not an underage kid. He's just...
Isn't he underage? He's like in high school.
No, he's like 25. He's just... he's going out with his wife's mom. But he's not...
His wife's mom?
Yeah. He gets married and then it's his mother-in-law.
Oh, okay.
He starts hooking up with her.
Oh, okay.
But I mean, I don't know that it... he's not underage, so it's...
I don't know.
Not the best character, but it doesn't mean it's not a... Not an underage thing.
Jan said Pretty Woman. Not sure why we thought it was glamorous to be a prostitute.
Grab this one here. Good morning. It's the boss. What do you got?
Hey, this is Stephanie from Brick.
Hi, Stephanie.
I am calling about Shawshank Redemption.
Hmm. Why hasn't that aged well?
I'm sorry?
Why don't you think that's aged well?
I thought that was a great movie.
All right. We're talking about movies that haven't aged well, though. Yeah.
Oh, that haven't aged well. Yeah. I misunderstood you.
That's all right.
That's okay.
Thank you, Stephanie. She thought we were just talking about movies randomly.
That is a classic movie, though. One of those movies that you want to watch once and maybe never again.
How about this one? Morning, It's a Boss.
It's got to be Tropic Thunder.
Tropic Thunder is not aged well. I would agree with that.
Tropic.
I think that was kind of cringeworthy when it came out.
Oh, that movie was so bad. And I like bad movies, but that was so bad. That was a bad movie.
I can't imagine there was a time where it was acceptable to...
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
You know what
never.
I mean?
It was never acceptable.
I mean, why would anyone think that was... It's not funny, you know?
Mm-mm. 8866 said Rush Hour, which I think that movie is... I think it's very funny, but I guess I can understand how that could be...
See, I think they can get away with it because, you know, if you get an Asian guy making fun of the Asian accent, you can get away with it. Just like a Paisan can make jokes about other... You know what I mean?
I guess, but he's, you know, he's
Polak
not,
can make Polish jokes, you know?
I know, but Chris Rock makes fun of... him, and it just, I think it's hilarious. I think the movie is very funny. I still quote.
See, if it had been like Nick Nolte, then I think it would have been more offensive.
But maybe, yeah. They seem like they're good friends. So anyway, hang
on. Glenn says he's got a good one on line one.
Hey, good morning. How are you doing?
Glenn, what do you got?
How about Charlie and the Chocolate Factory that came out in 2006?
Yeah. Some people say, but yeah, the whole Willy Wonka thing.
It was a weird movie, for sure. The newest, I mean, the old one was kind of weird, but the newest, that 2006 one was
kind of mean to children.
Weird.
All right, give me a kicker here. One more.
Let's see. Marcia says Peter Pan, the old cartoon one.
I wonder why.
I'm trying to remember. I think there's a scene with Native Americans in maybe something from there. I can't imagine they still
show that on the Disney Channel and all of that.
I think they do, and they still have the rides.
I think they're making fun of.
I just can't remember. I haven't seen the original Peter Pan in so long.
I remember what it is. Yeah, there's a song in there. They call it Redskins or something like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Really?
Red Man. Yeah.
Well, yeah, that's what it is. That didn't age so well, but the movie in a whole. I mean, it's
not making fun
movie.
Of them. See, I mean, I don't know. Like, it's just funny for me because unless you're like trying to be mean about it, it's like, what's the? You know, I don't know.
Well,
I think
you know what though? She's right though, because that didn't really age well. Because even though it's a great movie, we don't say that anymore. So, I mean, I guess it was a great movie that had something in it that we just don't really reference anymore.
But there does come to a point where everybody's offended by everything, you know?
No, and I agree. I agree with you. But I think that was a great answer in the sense it was a good movie.
Yeah.
But there is, you know, didn't necessarily age well.
Movie that is from a different era, maybe where you grew up with it, and it has not aged well. I like how Stephanie calls up and goes, I love that Shawshank Redemption. Oh, really? We're not just naming movies? No. 732-774-4444 on the text connector, the Facebook. We'll keep those, even after the show, we'll keep those going.
Hello. So
we've started Succession. You guys watching that?
Oh, I love Succession.
You're already done with it, though, right?
Not yet. I still have like half of a season to go, but it is incredible. And, you know, I've never seen a show where you're supposed to hate everybody.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But you develop, you know, a like towards, I like the father because he's like, all you kids are idiots, you know?
Yeah.
See, I think he seems like a horrible guy. We're in season one. He just punched a kid. You know what I mean?
I know. They're all horrible people, but for whatever reason, I don't know. He's like the least horrible because the kids are just. I would never want to give my fortune to these people. So. Yeah,
two things that have also ruined it. Now, well, I don't know if it's ruined it, but it's all I can think of now that we watch it. I like to go on to Wikipedia and learn what I can about things. And the woman that plays the daughter. To me, she looks like she's about 55, 60, and she's the same age as Rochelle. And I can't stop thinking about how they're the same age because she looks so much. She gets some bags under her. I know it's mean. But she looks so much older. And the guy that plays the son, Ken, he was Lee Harvey Oswald in that.
Really?
That Stephen King thing, you know, about the guy that tries to go back in time and stop the assassination.
I didn't realize that.
And so now all I see is Lee Harvey Oswald, you know? So,
oh, wow.
I know. So I don't know if I'm going to keep watching it, but.
Yeah, no, it's you're going to love it. It gets really, really good as you go further into it. But, good.
Robbie and Rochelle for a friend, Dr. Anthony Lombardi, and his new Lips and IVs is now open. I guess I can't call it new anymore. It's been open almost 6 months now.
Yeah.
It's brand new Health and Wellness Center. This is brand new. It does have that brand new feel to it. You walk in there.
And every time we go in, they've added something else that's cute and new. They've just frosted the windows. They put some new logos up.
Yeah.
They've got cute new little lip pillows and lip things everywhere. It's so cute. I just love going in there. I really do. You just feel so glamorous just when you walk in, even if you're walking in sweats.
Yeah, that's why we call him Hollywood Anthony, because he makes you feel like a movie star. You walk in there, you know, as you should, right? Because it's all about health and wellness, and part of health and wellness is how you feel about yourself. That's really what it's all about there in Marlboro. Now, I'm doing some real health. I'm working on losing some pounds, and I'm proud to tell you I am down 20 pounds.
Yes.
On the semi-glutides.
Yes. Round of applause for that.
And I'll be honest with you, I'm not as hungry as I was. Mm-hmm. And sometimes you just feel like, oh boy, I'm not in the mood to eat, you know, and that's what it's supposed to do. That means it's working. I'm on the vitamin supplements as well. So she's got the whole nutrition plan for me. Rochelle also doing the Alma Ted for her hair and sent a couple of Botox treatments.
Yeah.
Feeling good?
I am feeling great. I'm loving how my hair is looking. I just went and got my hair cut and dyed for the first time since getting the Alma Ted. And the girl who was doing my hair said, oh my gosh, your hair feels so nice. And it was from the Alma Ted, I promise. It wasn't from anything that I did. And anytime I go anywhere and someone asks how old I am, I of course say 28, but that's because of my Botox, and it makes me feel like I'm 28, even if I'm not 28. Absolutely love it.
At least you don't look like that girl on Succession. Can't believe she's the same age.
She needs a little Dr. Lombardi.
She needs to stop in and see Dr. Anthony Lombardi. She's got the Succession cash. The new Lips and IVs, it's open, South Main Street, Marlboro. Make your appointment today. It's great staff. Take good care of you, we promise. 732 from Jonathan to Meredith, 732-838-9449, 732-838-9449. Online.
LipsandIVs.com.
You know you're old when people say, wait, he's still alive? Poor Gene Shalit, 98 today.
I mean, good for him. Yeah. That's great.
I think he only retired about 10, 12 years ago, too.
He did it for a long time.
He's on like 40 years, easily. Mm-hmm. Speaking of movies and more, I got the list from Tito Puente Bryan of things Tito Puente says he learned on the show today.
Oh, perfect.
Yep. And he says, don't dress up like a Ghostbuster if you go to the Ghostbuster movie. Joe Nolan will judge you.
Yes, he will. It's not nice.
Michelle is biffles with Tom Papa. I bet they dated.
Oh,
I bet they did.
Oh, maybe.
Go buy your Powerball ticket. Don't be an idiot. It's time.
Yep.
You want to be a senator? Don't get on Robbie's bad side, Tammy.
Correct.
Robbie doesn't know what pickleball is and probably shouldn't play it. And Tito Pontebry also learned if you're in an empty apartment and your wife says, let's have sex, do it.
Do it.
The answer is yes. Doesn't matter if it's Holy Week. Do it.
Come on. It's holy if you're married.
Holy moly.
You're supposed to.
Back tomorrow morning, Tuesday, after 6 a.m., big concert announcement, 7:10, and your chance to win said tickets. We'll do the Fast Five, birthdays, food file, he said, at 7:50. We're also of the Horrible Scopes, some silly songs from Kevin and more, all in the morning tomorrow. Miss Michelle, who may or may not have done a little with Tom Papa, will be in here after 10. She could be the boss business of the day. If you're listening at work, let her know. Dessert tray from Chocolate Carousel and Wall. Maybe you hang on to that, bring it home for Easter. Also, win some passes to see the Jersey Shore Blue Claws playing the Ironbirds at Shoretown Ballpark.
Oh, that's fun.
Next weekend. So listen to win those. Have a great day.